Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. Welcome to When Pigs Fly, and I want to thank again all those out there for listening and all my future listeners. Again, this is Andrew Fetter, and a lot of stuff was happening. Unfortunately, the earthquake recently, just in a couple few hours, I wake up this morning, everybody's texting me about tsunami hitting California, about the earthquake in Japan, and my heart and thoughts and my prayers go out to those who are and will be affected by the earthquake. I guess that's part of living on the Ring of Fire, as we call it in California. Things are definitely happening and changing. I also want to just brief you on that. That was a pretty cool song I was listening to, Pipe Dream, I threw in. I haven't played that in a long, long time. I don't know why. It's really, I think maybe 2-3 years I haven't played that song. I love her music. I'm going to probably play a little bit more of her stuff more recent in the next few shows. That song is called Pipe Dream, and it's from her award-winning album called Frame of Mind. And do check her out. You can check her out, Denise Vasquez, D-E-N-I-S-E. Vasquez, VASQEZ.com. She's also an artist, so you'll see all kinds of cool little stuff she does too. But check her out. Love her music. She has a sensational voice, and I'll be playing some more of her songs. I'll be going through all the artists, IMG, her, and a bunch of others. And speaking of songs and music, Intense Impact, do check their site out, intense-impact.com. There are several. They have major concerts heading into Australia, Down Under, and New Zealand. One of which is called the Mental Health Tour of 2011, and with Quiet Riot, Come Hear the Noise, and of course Warrant with Cherry Pie and LA Guns. They will be hitting into April, May 2011. In Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, Canberra, Auckland in New Zealand. And these are the exact dates and locations for each concert. So those listening out there, to keep your ears posted, they are playing. And it is basically a very historical event because they haven't played in Australia in a long time. And they are very legend bands. In April 29th, on Friday, they're going to be in Melbourne at the Palace. And then on the 30th, they're going to be at Anu Bar at the Act. And then Monday, the 2nd of May, they're going heading over across to New Zealand, to Auckland, at the power station. And then Thursday, May 5th at the HQ complex at Adelaide, and then heading on to Perth on Friday, May 6th to Metro City, and then to Brisbane on Saturday the 7th of May, and that's at the Tivoli, and then returning into Sydney at the Metro at Sunday, May 8th, and do get your tickets. I heard they're going really fast, in particular Sydney. Sydney looks like they're, what I've heard, they may be heading toward a sellout within the next few weeks, so get your tickets, matey. Their tickets are on sale. You can go to tickettech.com. Like I said, you can go, those are for Australia. And in Auckland, it's at ticketmaster.com, I believe, /NZ. Actually, if you go to intense-impact.com site, they have direct links that take you straight to all both ticket agencies and to where their locations are on their links. And that's www.intense-impact.com, or some people will call it hyphen, impact.com. Now, next week I have a very special guest coming back on. I had her on actually for the recent, you know, we had for my Valentine's Day show. But this week, coming week on the 18th, I will have again Carrie Fezza, who is a renowned astrologist intuitive. I have her quarterly, every quarter, just about. She's been coming on my show. And she will be discussing the spring equinox and give her quarterly analysis of the astrology and what her she sees in this cosmos. And then I'm very honored to have, and this is tentative, we have it pretty much, I'm waiting for his book, but I've read her excerpts of it, and I'm definitely trying to, he's going to be on the show. We have it pretty much set. So do pencil this in, and do, you got to hear this show too. It's on Friday, March 25th. I have Dr. Stephen Manley, who is a physics professor at Rochester, and he's author of this legendary book that just recently been released. It's called Visions of the Multiverse. It is the most updated version of theories of between the string theories and quantum theories. It's cutting edge, and it gets into the issues of people talk about the separate planes of existence, and it's showing how about the afterlife and the cosmos and all that stuff that the string theories and everything else that we know of. It puts things in a very nice perspective and understanding, and in a situation that you don't have to be a scientist to understand these understandings and how they relate to our perspectives of the universe, which should be fascinating to have him on. I know those who are out there, it will sound maybe nerdish a bit, but it's always great to be aware of our existence. We always question that. So it is a definite show to listen to because I know everybody, when you close your eyes at night, you think about what the hell is life? What are you? What is it around you? It is definitely something you're going to want to hear. Now, for today's show, I know there's been on the internet and everybody's on Facebook and blah, 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 and they get on and talk about the New World Order and Illuminati and Freemasons, and I've, you know, heard a lot of stuff, and, you know, between the Alex Joneses and the David Icke's and Rentz's, and you hear a lot of bullshit, hyperbole. You don't know what they're up to, if they're telling the truth or what, and people saying things and da-da-da-da going on and on and on. And, you know, and a lot of things sort of hit me straight up that some things are mixed between information and some things are disinformation. And I started wondering, and I've always questioned this in my own mind, that, you know, something doesn't smell right, you know? You know, just, there's some, they didn't, something missing here. And then I realized after a while that, you know, these people are getting pretty well off. And they're never really touched. And they're supposed to be, you know, telling what things are going on. But what if they're letting you think it's a checker game and it's really a chess game and they're part of the information? You know, you got to think faster and harder of what people would be doing. But let me suppose, you know, in getting to the situations at hand of, you know, every what we talk about, and you'll see where I'm heading to. Because I found it sort of funny that there are those who keep on telling us this, and I get those, I aforementioned, about many facts and things or rather more like hyperbolize into facts, but aren't really facts. And these folks will mix truth with information with deceit and lies. And this is what I'm finding a commonality. Then when you come back, and they'll come back and they'll say, well, look, if you look at the facts, you're going to really know what I'm talking about. I've heard this from David Dyke's mouth. I heard this from Alex Jones' mouth. Oh, really? If you look into the facts, and it's a good way because, well, this guy said, go look it up. Go look up. And how many people really look it up? How many people really investigate? I mean a real investigation. Really look into the facts. And when I say facts, not get into the bullshit of comments, of opinions, or unsubstantiated, again, unsubstantiated experiences. You know, like people saying, hey, I was with the Illuminati, and I saw this, and I saw that, and, you know, I was... Who knows what if they're telling the truth? That's not substantiated. That isn't fact. You know, if you saw somebody in the street and you says, hey, you know, I know that person killed so-and-so. Oh, were you there? Well, yes, I was. And then when you find out, how do we know they were there as a witness? You know, you have to verify that there really are witnesses. And really, and then you have to question the character of that witness. Just like in court, you have to determine if that person's really telling the truth or he has or she has their own agenda in mind when they're discussing their own experiences. Therefore, it's not really, is it really a substantiated experience? So this information is often taken for granted. And this is where information is transposed from one to another. And this is where the David Icke and the Alex Jones conveniently leave out. Okay? And I'm going to get two reasons why. And I you know, people probably have seen on my show or on the website there, questioning this and wondering that. So what did I do? You know, I had a friend of mine over in the UK told me, go check out, you know, check the facts, look what the Freemasons are, see all the elements they have that all Luciferian, and man, believe me, I saw all those Luciferian symbols all over the Freemason stuff in London. But when I came to back to LA, I said, okay, wow, I don't remember seeing that stuff all over. So I went and really checked the Freemason lodges around LA, and I didn't see none, zero. And I did this on a nutshell. So, you know, I'm very cynical, I guess. I'm not going to walk around with, you know, because someone tells me that it's a fact. I'm going to go check it out. And they may not like what I have to say. So, you know what? You're wrong. I looked it up. And then they don't scurry, oh, well, you don't really know. No, you just told me they're the same. Well, how do you know that? Nothing gives me, well, you just got to know. Know what? Show me the facts. Show me it. Sometimes you got to be like, you know, in Missouri, those outside the United States, there's a state here they call the Show Me State, which is Missouri. Well, show me it. Prove it to me. Be real. So I looked up the facts myself. Very detailed. I checked everything. I mean, I went, like, research as best as I possible. I'm telling you. I went through everything with their, you know, and seeing if they were really telling the truth. Maybe they were. And this is what I found out, that, yeah, there's some truths. And with that, many wouldn't want to, you know, I won't get it. Yeah, you can, with that, with the comments that many wouldn't tell, but this is what I went into, and I found out generally what is and what isn't truth. What is not, what is substantiated information based upon real information, and what is not substantiated. And it's based upon comments, opinions, or unsubstantiated experiences like I just expressed. So this is what I saw, following their advice, you know. And here are the real facts. And I suggest to you, you check out their facts. I'm not going to pull a David Icke and them say, oh yeah, believe me, or if you don't believe me, check the facts. No, I really want you to check the facts. Because I feel it's... best that people look for themselves anyway, because when you do your findings and look up for yourself, then you take ownership. You really find out what is real. So here's a list. I just went through a series of things that are actually for sure that's happened. There is, and this is really a fact. There's no way of getting around it. There is a, you know, you can, and it's not conspiracy theory like, you know, MSNBC and CNN, I've heard them. Like Rachel Maddow, so it's those conspiracy people. No, it is a fact. You know, that there's an elitist group that's controlling or trying to control things. The reason why I say try, because you can't totally ever if they had total control, then, you know, we'd be really moving around like puppets. But no, they're trying to control. That's why there's a constant use of manipulation, which, you know, I got into and I'll get into. But there are the facts. Number one, the Federal Reserve is private. It was created in 1913. And it's owned by the ones who pushed it through originally, which was the Rockefellers, the Morgans, and then also later on the Rothschilds got in control. And then the Windsor family, which is the Queen of England. And by the way, the Rockefellers' name is Bauer, which I'll get into. So that's a fact. It's private. It's owned by the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Rothschilds, the Windsors. There's a couple others, but those are the main owners of the Federal Reserve. And they determine its real policy. It's not the U.S. The chairman of the board is just a front. I mean, he's like a speaking house, Bernanke. He speaks of what the Federal Reserve tells him what to do. He doesn't tell the Federal Reserve. I mean, he may be an economist, but he is delegated. The Bank of England is another one. It is actually owned and it's private. That's a fact. Just like Federal Reserve. That's why, by the way, England never went on to get the pound. It is actually owned by the Queen herself, her lovely family, the Windsors, and the Rothschilds, a.k.a. more correctly, the Bauer. That's a fact. Here's another fact. The Rothschild, which literally means Red Shield, and their real name is Bauer, which is German. That in fact, they are not Jews, but Germans. You can look this up. This is a fact. You can look it up and see how they changed their name from Bauer to Rothschild. And Bauer literally means peasant. And no Jew could be, by the way, a peasant in Europe, because they were not allowed to own land, okay? They didn't even have nothing. Of course, they didn't have anything, hence not to farm much. So, you know, like, especially in Germany. So, again, they were not Jews. And they changed their real name is Bauer, not Rothschild. Okay, here's another fact. The UN. This is a fact. You can look it up. It was created literally by the Rockefeller family. The very own land that the building sits on is, by the way, presented to the Rockefeller family. And here's why. Council of Foreign Relations, by the way, you can look when that was created, right around the time of the League of Nations, that was created by the Rockefeller family, okay? Which the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, created the UN Charter and created the basis of the UN. And that's a fact. Okay? Here's another one. And these aren't conspiracies. These are just the way it is. There's a thing called the Trilateral Commission, which was created, again, by Rockefeller under with the organizer, but it was founded by Rockefeller, but organized through the arm of Zev Brzezinski, who, by the way, National Security Advisor for Jimmy Carter. And by the way, Rockefeller's link is Kissinger, as where Zev Brzezinski is like with Carter. And by the way, Zev Brzezinski was the advisor to today's Barack Obama. Anyway, see, they're all connected. That's all facts. You know, you can see it. There is actually a group called the Bilderberg Group. You know, and by the way, all this stuff I'm telling you is substantiated through, you know, you'll hear it from Jones and them. These are actual real facts. See the facts, and then they'll throw in some extra bullshit. See, they'll give you facts of other bullshit. Anyway, the Bilderberg Group has been going on since the 1940s. It was supported and ran by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and Windsors, and others, but they're the main. And they've held these meetings, by the way, conspiring leaders, who you may think are adversaries, but in reality, you know, are part of the same team. You know, it doesn't matter what they're you would think on outside, on the front of the screen of, let's say, the on stage, you'll think they're liberal and conservative, the Cheney's, or let's say, very liberal, such as, Kerry. and they'll be sitting hand in hand together, buddy buddies. You know, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, and this is all throughout the world. Even enemies that you would think that were enemies, like whether Palestinians and Israelis, are buddy buddies. Arabs and Jews, Muslims and Jews. You'd be quite surprised who sits on these councils or who meet at these Bilderberg Group meetings. What you see outside is not really what's happening behind closed doors. Get it? That's actually a fact. And by the way, what does the Bilderberg do? It determines world policy or tries to implement its own version of its world policy. And it does this by delegating its policies within aspects of the UN, which it controls and implements, the World Trade Organization, which often has very, you know, those quick little meetings that nobody knows about what's going on, only when they want to let you know what's happening. The World Bank, they actually created the World Bank. They created the International Money Fund. And, of course, the G, whatever, 8, 10, whatever, now have a number next to it. They are, at their meetings, they'll have media groups, bankers, political leaders, so on and so on, like I said. So, yes, there is a elitist in office often called the globalists. And that are in a consistent basis of trying to manipulate the globe for more control, hence the New World Order. This is actual fact. This is not a conspiracy thing. This has been going on. It's even been supported by within David Rockefeller's own comments. And the reason why he came out very clean and they said it, because they feel like, what the hell are you going to do about it? You know, it's once you got control of everything, you think you got control of everything, and there's no way around it, you know, they gotcha. Gotcha, what are you going to do about it? Ha, ha, ha. You know, they're sort of like in that arrogant mood that they think they have everything in hand because they took care of the Soviet problem, which was sort of another conspiracy against them, which I don't want to get into. And now they're in tight with the Chinese, which was another group they had to sort of take care of that problem. And as much as people think they don't have control of the Middle East, they actually do. They play using both sides against each other. And I don't want to get into too much of that, but that's a definite. So they do have things happening up and down. And there are, by the way, they do have their own clashes within themselves for, you know, it's like striving. Even as they're trying to control, they themselves want to be move up the top of the ring and have more control. But I don't want to get into that. I just want to get to the facts of things, not of their projected theories of what they are. Now, here's one of the biggest lies that are consistently put out. And I heard David I consistently put this out, and it sort of, and I hear a lot of people, oh, Zionists, oh, Zionists. And you'll hear like some Muslim, a lot of Muslims said it got them, they've got them way going on that for years. I mean, that's been going for 40, 50, almost 70 years now, thinking of going how far back. They now just recently, within the last 10, 20 years, have gotten into, in Europe, more and close to making that ugly call of Zionism as something ugly. And that was a strategy of theirs, by the way. It's not a reality. It's basically, and they'll actually call themselves people, they'll be hateful and they'll call themselves Zionists just so that they can carry that name so that you'll hate it. Get it? Even that, in reality, that's not what it is. And here's what Zionism. Zionism, in reality, and what it is, this is a fact. It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with any elitist policies. And this is where David Icke's a total dickhead, dumb shit, motherfucker, doesn't know what he's talking about. Pure and simple fact. When he crosses the line, he says Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism. That's pure ignorant, stupid, wrong. He puts up some religious, looks, I saw him put on a video, and he showed how they're called Neturi Carter. They're a sect out of a Hasidic group. And what they don't like is the Zionism of today. What they think is because, not that Israel shouldn't be, you know, by Jews. This small fraction that he put up are against Israel because it's a secular country. It's inclusive. These people who, the small group who actually had control, it'd be very similar to the Islamic Republic of Iran, where the rule of law is run by the Torah and by a set of group of rabbis, as opposed to democracy and people having a choice of free will, the choice of religion and thoughts. They would impose a cleansing of Israel where everything has to be kosher. You couldn't work on Saturday. You get stoned, killed. That's these people who he put up there. That's how stupid and ignorant a fool he is to do something like that. They're very, very, such a small group. They wouldn't even fit on a pin needle. That's how minority. Anyway, here's the fact of what Zionism is. Zionism, pure and simple, has nothing to do with any elitist policies except for the disinformation by distracting you into what is hate and often used, commonly used, further to strategic terms that create a diversion. It's a trick. Zionism, in fact, comes from the word Jerusalem, Mount Zion, which is Jerusalem. Zionism is part of Judaism since the days of Babylon. And there's a famous quote when Babylon, the Babylonians conquered and destroyed the temple. And then, by the way, they didn't kick all the Jews, just the leaders. And they moved them into, back to Babylon, right? And there was a famous quote that they said, and it's in the, you can read it. It says, "If I forget, O Jerusalem, may I cut off my right arm." And this is the very start of Zionism. Within the nationalistic understanding with Jews, and both spiritually and as well as nationally. It is also said since those days by Jews, every Passover, especially on inside there, what they call the book called during the Seder, every Passover, and they sing at the end of their thing, their ceremony, and you can ask any Jew, next year in Jerusalem, hello, okay? Jew does not mean you have to go to synagogue. Jew does not mean that you are believe in Judaism. Jew means you are from Judea. Their name, this name, is since they've been called Jews since the days of Babylon. Jew means from Judea. I mean, there's some ignorant people out there who think that Jewish is being only a religion. No. Yeah, you can believe in Judaism, but you're still physically a Jew. And one thing that Hitler had right, and unfortunately many German Jews didn't get it, because they, like many Jews of today, they walked in a gas chamber thinking that they were Germans and not physically Jews. Because, no, I'm now a Catholic. I'm now a Christian. No, you're still a Jew that happens to believe in Christian philosophy. You are a Jew that happens to be a communist like Karl Marx. You're a Jew that is like Einstein. Get it? You're still physically a Jew. And this is a fact. And this is there. And in fact, there's many Jews who still today who may have self-dislike of their own nationality and don't believe in Jews, and like I just said, and assume they think that they're no longer Jews. But no, the DNA says otherwise. It's a fact. They're part of the X haplotype. And there is a Cohen Y chromosome amongst Cohen Jews. They are physically Jews. There is a nation of Jews. There is a people called of Jews. Just as there's Lakota, Mexican, and Japanese, yes, there is a people called Jews. So it's not just by prayer alone. And Zionism, by the way, is, again, here I'll give you an example where it comes from. It's even within their old prophecies. It's simply returning and gathering themselves to their land and reemerge as a nation, just as it says in the prophecies of Ezekiel. Check it out. You can read it yourself. In fact, I'm going to read it off to you. And take it for what it is. In Ezekiel 37, look it up. In Ezekiel 37, number 11. And by the way, I use humanity instead of son of man, because in Hebrew it says Ben Adam, and Ben Adam in Hebrew means humanity. So I'm going to say it correctly as opposed to the incorrect way of translation. It says on 37:11 Ezekiel, "Then he said unto me, humanity, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off." 37:12, "Therefore, prophets, say unto them, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves. O my people, I will bring you into the land of Israel." Okay. Dry Bones, and if you read on into it, it's after the Holocaust, actually, literally, if you want to take the prophecy of coming true or not, but it really is a pretty bizarre, because it talks about stuff happening, all their enemies killing themselves, brother against brother, which is happening right now. I don't want to get into that, but anyway, it's read it for yourself. He's, by the way, the dude who saw the spaceship, or one of them. Anyway, Zionism, again, has nothing to do with global philosophy. It is, it's only about the return of a people to its land, again, forming its own sovereign country. It's it'd be like the same as if the Native Americans, like the Lakota, returned their land, or the Arapaho to Colorado, and the Apache the same. Again, it has absolutely nothing to do with the elitist global or New Order concepts, except for the disinformation that's transposed by the David Icke's and so on, which will make you want to hate them and do hatred toward them. And there's a reason for it. And it does it by wanting to first to lower your frequency and creating hate. At the same time, pull some more magic tricks of diversion. Here's another fact. Freemasons and Illuminati. Now, I did this on a preview show, and I don't want to get too much into this. You can look it up. Go in my archive. I did a whole show about this. But basically, there is a Illuminati, and they aren't all Freemasons, just as they're not all high-level Freemasons or Illuminati. Again, the Illuminati today, this is a fact, are not the same folks from Germany that was started back in Adams Weishaupt. That's a fact. You can look it up. Even everything they said about him, it's not substantiated. I mean, I saw some journals written, and from those journals, it's based upon their own opinion. It's never based upon fact. Again, not on fact. And people jump on, oh, it said so-and-so in his book. So just because it's in print doesn't mean it's fact. You have to have something supporting it with real facts. Look at it as a scientist, okay? Anyway, these same folks, yes, the Illuminati today, do practice a form of satanic form of Luciferian ritualism. They also mix some crap up from Babylon and Egypt in their own beliefs. And they assume that they are the head bloodlines of Jesus' blood. And they also believe that they are of the same origin, okay? And this is, you know, it's pretty much simple. And anyway, I think it's pretty messed up to think, you know, the Jesus thing, who knows if they really are the bloodline of Jesus. And I don't want to get into too much of that. Like I said, you can look it up yourself. But this is what they say they are. A lot of them say it. It's straight up. They straight up say it to themselves. They're all proud of it. Whether it is or not, nothing's been really substantiated. There's no real correlations. But if you look at, there's a guy named Rick Clay, and he passed away, and I'll mention him back again, but you can YouTube him, and he did point out some very interesting correlations utilizing numbers, designs that are used, that are taken from the esoterics from I Ching and Kabbalah both, because they both use very similar symptoms, and which are also found within Masonic ways of thought, because all these are esoterics. It's nothing secret. It's like having a sword. It's whether you're going to use a sword to cut some butter or cheese or use it to kill somebody. It's just a thing. Like I said, it's nothing negative or positive. So they use these he found these correlations with numbers and designs, and found that they use it in their own beliefs, in which they thought and esoterically give them more power, and as well as manipulate people. Personally, again, this is my opinion, not a fact, but I believe this is actually true, that there does have some effect, that these do have some sort of energy things. They do have a way of transposing upon people, because there are things that can sort of influence certain things energetically, and they do utilize this. This is now my feeling and my belief, but it's not necessarily fact. But do check him out. Go to Rick Clay on YouTube. He spells his first name Rikclay. Of course, he had passed away very young. Man was brilliant. It's really sad that he had passed away. And it's questionable why he died, because he was getting into the very magics, if you want to call it, esoterics of the elite, of what they utilize. So you think about that. Think about why he died, Tupac died, Michael Jackson died, John F. Kennedy died. Think of all the people who died who are opening up, you know, pearly gates of what's going on, and somehow some people seem still be alive and not just be alive, but living very wealthy lives, being fatter and fatter off the lamb, as they say. Anyway, I had written a book, and you can always check it out. It's called Spirit, where I get into the disinformation just critically in the very beginning of my book. And I mentioned briefly about disinformation agents. And though my book is fiction, it has truisms, especially about going out of body and stuff like that, spirituality, the reality of that. But I did put in these other facets that they were important of disinformation that I saw. Well, some people try to sway me and not going, hey, listen, you know, you wrote that about so-and-so, we know you who you're talking about, so-and-so, but but you really have to open up and listen. So, you know what, I try to be good and, try to keep an open mind and listen to, the other view, which I try to do. Maybe I'm wrong. I step back, okay? So I sat and I listened to what, the Ikes and the Joneses, and definitely not the Rents, because he's straight up, hate, full of hate, obvious. But Ike and Jones I started listening to, and, and they had me going, I have to admit. And then I started, still, I had this something not right about what they're saying. And it kept them going on, and it just, they would make up things, and here's some information, and then on top of make up information. They will mix up two things. And then I was wondering if it's disinformation. It's like something pointing the finger on themselves so that you'll hate that person, hating myself, but they have another game plan because they want you to hate me so much because I represent something that's part of them. Think about it. Because I have another thing that I have control of. It's like, let's say I own Coca-Cola, but they don't know I also own Pepsi. So what do? I tell them how I put aspartame in Coca-Cola, I'm just giving an example, and Diet Coke causes brain killing, and he wants you to hate Coca-Cola. I want you to hate it, and you hate me because I'm doing this. So what do? You go out and buy Pepsi, because you don't like Coke because it's evil. So you go out and buy the Pepsi. Little do you know that I own Pepsi. Get it? So it's sort of the same thing. So I on Facebook, and I was in a quantum leap of compelling comments. It almost felt like I was on a damn blog. And somebody kept on, when we were getting the interaction, when I tried opening people's eyes, I started questioning things about David Icke, and they got really defensive when I said that. I go, really? And there's some things I saw very hateful and ignorant when they talk about Zionism. I'm like, oh, really? And I had enough is enough. When I do the show, I do this just, somebody asked me to do this. I've been doing the show for like over 5 years. I don't get anything out of it for money, so I don't try to do that. I probably self-promote some things that I do, and mainly I try to promote other people, and basically provide information of understandings of different things, and not trying to limit things. And that's it, And in doing so, I figure I'm just going to tell how it is. I keep on doing it. And I was thinking about not even continuing my show, because I'm busy, and people said, no, you got to keep doing your show. This is really, you're just telling how it is. Not everybody wants to do these kumbaya stuff, or they do this hateful stuff, or get people angry stuff, or totally bizarro world stuff. So, I'm continuing on and doing this because, not just for your sake, but also for mine, because I feel I'm learning stuff as I do my show too. So we're all learning, because we learn from each other. So this brought in the issue of realization, and this is what I realized, if you can call it that. This is what, so this is what happened, by the way. So when I brought this in the question, by the way, in the dialogue, I'm getting off track here. But when I was talking this on through a Facebook through a friend of mine, and we brought up the thing about disinformation game and what's going on with David Icke especially, and he says, don't you realize? You must realize it. And I go, realization to what? Realize what are the facts? Then I got sort of quantum, I says, well, first of all, let's get into an issue of realization. When there are assumptions, which are your underlying perceptions, the experience will be askew. That's the same with realization. So in other words, if you assume things with underlining perceptions, your experience is going to be askew. This is the same with your realization. So if you have some hate in your eyes, you're going to skew that around. And in fact, embed the experience of a hateful thing. You'll substantiate what you want the outcome. That's what they call in quantum physics the collapse of the wave function. You've already created a determination of that outcome because you've already had your belief in it. And that's the realization. So this is based upon your perception, but not the reality. You're actually manufacturing the reality, or what you think is a reality. Now, this one was, and that's just what, of course, I said, well, the realization is just the manipulated by one, or the one that is when you sit back and have realized and take for what it is happening and take it for the reality of what it is. So I said to you, you still have, I believe, a still preconceived notions. Because in reality, there is a chess game going on. So why does one fall for the assumption that it's checkers? You know, with the reality that there is a, you know, definitely a dark versus a light side of paths, you know, that is sort of a reality. You know, you won't go one way or the other way. Two points of a thing, it's, people think there's no such thing, but, you know, there is. For every action, there's a reaction. There's something goes one way, it goes the other way. We put the names dark and light, but there's one way or the other way. It's like providing hate, a vision of hate and divide. That's clear understanding. Providing extension, though, on the opposite end is love and oneness. That's another end. And we often put love and oneness toward a label of light and conjure the hate and divide with the label of darkness. So that's what I give that, just so you have a vision of concepts. Nothing more and nothing to relate, but that simple understanding of that. So don't, my thing is, don't be a pawn within the game of the manipulation game. Because you might be not think, you might be a pawn in this game of chess while not thinking you aren't. Not even realizing it when you think it soon enough, you're going to find out it in reality it is. So in general, this is what I'm trying to get to. And I did a whole show about this too, don't be a pawn. God, it's sort of retracting. Now, there are agents of the New World Order, which definitely mixes in lies with truth, like I said. You'll hear them, they'll be the so-called truth-sayers, you know. There are a plethora of believers and they're living high on the hog. And think about it. Why is Alex Jones and David Icke living so well, not touched? If they are such a threat with all the information they keep on with, such a following, why aren't they touched? Why nothing's ever really happened to them physically, materially, financially? Look what happened to, like I mentioned, Rick Clay, Aaron Russo, Tupac, Michael Jackson. I could go on and on. Why, when they were talking about the truth, something happened to them? So my question is, why is David Icke and Jones not affected? Is it maybe we should be calling them Agent BS 00 and Hyperbole 00? And it's really, they are part of the New World Order? Now, think about it. David Icke put out this whole thing about, he's pretty clever, putting this thing out about being not a nut job, and look how they made me feel like a nut. Well, that's a game of manipulation. You know, this whole thing, I'm just a walnut, and you put it there, eventually you can turn a tree. That's a pretty clever quote. They're very clever. But it's methodically manipulated, mainly to do something very ingenious. It is done in a way to, rather more correctly, have buttons pushed. to create a hate and divide consciousness. This is not being awakened. If you think that you're aware of a new world order, get it right. You ain't awakened. If you are aware, think, oh, I know there's a new world order, and I know about the Illuminati, and say, well, see, you don't know about it because you're not awakened. You know nothing about chemtrails. Oh, then you're not awakened. That has nothing to do about being awakened. You can be a shaman living in the middle of the mountains in tune with nature, have no fucking clue what the hell's going on with the New World Order and all that. I think that person is more awakened to the universe than the person who knows that there is a Federal Reserve or its own privately and all that. That's not being awakened. That's aware, but it's not awakened. And I went into this in another show. And you can check that out, but I don't want to regurgitate information. I just get into things and then go, you know, try to, you know, whatever. But this is not a path by the way of love. This is not Ike. What he does is not a path of love. It is a pushing of buttons, division, and hate. See what happens when he says these things and discuss whether it's Zionism, or when he's talking about the British, or them, or the lizards, the reptilians, or hate, and all this shit. And he ain't a nut job. Hitler was really smart, too. I'm not saying equating Ike as a Hitler. I'm just saying the way to utilize the Virgin to get to sway a salesman, you can call it. They're good salesmen. Get you to believe in what they think they want you to believe. To produce a reaction. For every action, there's a reaction. So they push this reaction of information to what? To get you upset. To produce anxiety. To fear. To produce hate. And I'll repeat this. I can fool most of the people most of the time, but when the crap settles, frankly, from the buttons he's pushed, becomes ever more clear who and what he really is. I call him Agent Ike, 00 bullshit for the Illuminati and the New World Order. And it, to me, is pretty obvious. But like I said, you can investigate it yourself. But what's investigate? You don't even, if you would just sit back and not even have to, you don't even have to really, I want you to go investigate. I want you to go look in the facts. So if you sit back, re-listen to his things. Do it very uncleanly. I know best do meditate if you can. Get all the thoughts, if you can, do all the trivia out of your head. And just sit there with clear mind. Listen to his tape. And then you look in them and feel the reaction you have. Just do a test. Tell me if you're not upset, full of anxiety and fear. Or some one of those. Division. Then am I telling it how it is? I mean, the universe is extremely aware of the scrupulous characters like David Icke. Who once said that he's Jesus. Oops. Then Icke has consistently, by the way, spewed from his little wicked tongue about hate with lives of so-called the lizard people, and something you might have read out of like Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing to Las Vegas. And I see them on an acid trip coming out of the carpet. I mean, what is Icke's on? He spilled so much hatred of Jews. Oops, no, he doesn't hate Jews. He is the Zionist. But we all know what he's really saying. It's hate like an Aryan Brotherhood slanders. Professing he is spiritual. But, you know, he throws a little love in there. Oh, but I love all the world. I love, but hate those motherfuckers. Please buy more of my books and lectures and book me for another bullshit lecture. So I can say another provocative speech and make you upset and make you angry. All in the name of what? More books? To me, that's not having integrity. And I frankly think he's actually being delegated information. You know, I simply, personally, I feel is a disinformation agent of the New World Order. I don't say I know. I said I think. Make that clear. I don't have proof of it, I think. What do you think? Why do you think he pushes buttons of hate and divide? Why do you think, with all his beatings that has done, why do you think people like JFK, Rick Clay, Michael Jackson's book, etc., like I mentioned, aren't around when the likes they talk when they talked? But for some reason, Mr. Ike is. And I went through the facts of Zionism, like the lies of Ike or any other Jew. Zionism is inherent amongst Jews as the Native Americans returning to their land. No different. Zionism means Jew. Just as Judea, like Mexican, is from Mexico. And returning to, the Israel, forming their own nation, as I said. As in the prophecies of Ezekiel. It was started since the days of Babylon, when Jews were taken in the famous quote, if I forget, O Jerusalem, may I cut off my right hand. And of course, I mentioned the Seder next year in Jerusalem. The issue of the Middle East is being manipulated by the New World Order to what? Conjure hate. I mean, look at the Muslims. Their clergy, even Islam itself, literally, and I was going to be finding myself politically incorrect with this. Islam itself is personally, and this is when you can feel what it is. It's personally, and this is no disrespect to Muslims themselves, but I hate to tell you, Islam, as it has been from its get-go, a very political movement. And I'm not saying even Judaism was in its core, but today, no, it isn't. Its core of the truisms within Judaism is actually in the Kabbalistic understandings, not the political forms of systems of, let's say, same thing in Muslims, though, like Muhammad was a badass. He killed everybody. He was mean. He took women and tore them apart. But the Sufi Islam, the core of understanding of true Allah, is beautiful. But most of it, but Islam basically is political and subversive. And this has been manipulated, whether it's Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Muslim. I'm not saying anyone is different. Their clerics have purposely done this. Produce fear and anxiety with lies. And Islam is a very candid way of doing it. And unfortunately, this conjurer of hate is being, has, you know, they have a fire going, and the world, New World Order folks have been pouring oil into it, making more hate. And hopefully, what transposes within the Middle East, and I'm going to do a show about that one day, is how perhaps the beautiful people of the Middle East, because I have a lot of friends of mine who are of Arabs, who are others who will wake up and see themselves as human beings, not just as Islam or Muslims, that they are all part, they are part of Jews, they are part of Buddhists and Christians and non-Muslims, that Allah means all of us, not part of us, and respecting the woman, respecting each other, we're all equal. Souls have no discourse between another. We're all connected. And get to the realities of what really Allah is. But I'm not going to get into that. But anyway, they're pointing at throwing the oil. And you can see it. I mean, they're the ones who are constantly throwing hate instead of solutions of love. I'm talking about those folks who, disinformation agents of the World New Order. Have you ever seen any solutions of love by Ike? By Jones. No. They'll throw some candid BS stuff to sort of, oh, well, to raise vibration, because they've heard folks like myself that have talked about it, or perhaps not, just me, but I said like folks like me. So throw that like little new age thing to make things to cover their real hate. But what they already did is they already spiked it. It's like, giving you some orange juice, but we've slipped in a little pill in there to make you all wacky, but you think it's all sweet and dandy. So I personally have seen, by the way, from my own view of how the Middle East has been manipulated. I lived there for 6 years. I know the Middle East like the back of my hand. So when, a dumbass like Ike calls Zionism evil, I mean, it'd be no different than Oral Roberts saying Muslims. are evil people too. I mean, they're talking, they're doing the same. It's the same people who say, call all Freemasons are evil. Like, you know, Ike and everybody else. You can't say that. You can't say all these people are evil or this or that. Not all fingers are the same. We're not all thumbs. We're not all index fingers. We're different, but we're all connected. We see things differently. And I say, if you're not, aren't part of the solution, then you are certainly part of the problem. Unconditional love, by the way, is unconditional. Unconditional loving God doesn't place conditions on anything. I'm not going to get to this ideology of personification God, because I did that. That's a whole other issue. And that's within their the theocracies of whatever religion. To me, they're all an illusion. You know, personification of gods. That's a whole other thing. But unconditional love is unconditional. So, is he obviously talking unconditionally? So if you're going to obviously talk about unconditional love, then you not just got to talk it, you got to walk the talk. To me, I think Ike is nothing more than an Elmer Gentry. Because here's the facts. We are all connected. We are all connected. That's a physiological quantum fact. Our atoms, our molecules, our energy, we're all connected. That is a fact. Here's another fact. Yes, there is unconditional love is loving all souls unconditionally. You can, right? I love you unconditionally. That means there's no agendas. Whatever you are, that's truly loving unconditionally. So tell me, how does I promote that? Loving all souls unconditionally. He simply doesn't. Thus, his books are absolutely have no integrity behind them because they're often based blatant ways to conjure more divide and more hatred. The question has come up whether he's a Freemason. And I think he is. I think he is. I've seen, you know, a video of him doing shakes. And that is definitely a handshake of a Freemason. You do the investigation. Who really knows if he's in the lodge or not? The Freemasons would know. The ones that he's around. Why haven't they spoken up about it? Maybe because they don't want to. Maybe he's part of it, that select group of Freemasons. Why is it there's nothing been done to him like Dave, like Clay and Russo, like I mentioned? Anyway, what I'm trying to say is beware of the messengers of like the Ikes, the likes of Ikes. I mean, the answer has never been in his book or anybody's video. That's a fact. Everybody keeps on searching for the Almighty or something out there, the question of life or whatever it is. Our solutions to our problems, it's not in a book. It's not even on this radio show. It's not in anywhere. It's always been where it always has been. In our universe, in our earth. In our humanity, if we only listened to her, Earth, the universe, and to the humanity for once in its lifetime, listens at large to our universe and our Earth. Unless we do, we will continue to live like this, cancer-like symptoms of divide and hate. This is the mirror of Ike, certainly not part of the solution. He's like many, one of the many who are part of the problem. They used to want to be the shadow, but they feel that they can do what they want. This is what, yes, and I, by the way, I do, again, think he's a Freemason. I mean, I saw the dude, and I know how shakes, you know, how they shake hands, the Freemasons, and he definitely did. I know people, like I said, they'll get pissed off when they see this. You know, and they'll get pissed off by some of the stuff he says. But I tell him how it is. I'm not trying to push buttons. I just want people to look at for what it is. And when you listen to some of the statements that are come apart from these people, does it make you angry? Does it make you upset? You know, it's like in the Star Trek, this will make you angry. I want you to come to the dark side. Think about it. All this information is based upon facts. When you properly investigate upon their assumptions and or opinions. Like I said, he's full of crap when you read about his stuff about Zionism. Never has had anything to do with Illuminati or Freemasons or Rothschilds. All is this is nothing pure but anti-Jew crap, period. He has failed to mention that the Rothschilds are German, not Jews, as they are known as Bauers. That's a fact. He fails to mention that the Windsors are from Germany, like the Rockefellers. He makes assumptions that Masons, even the highest evildoers, are all the same. How do we all know this? From him? From another person's opinion? He says they perform ritual Luciferian stuff, probably, maybe, but do all of them. They have symbols, but so what? I saw symbols, like I said, in the Masonic temples in the UK, but how come none in the US? Something doesn't add up. He has said similar things about Muslims moving into the UK, like it's dissolving the character of Britain. I remember him saying this. It's a culture just as Jones has said of Mexicans and left a subset of Jews in Israel. All divide hate crap. There is, though, a definite group of elite, the real owners of the Banks of England and the Federal Reserve. And it is evident that there is a cartel of these mofos, a.k.a. Rockefellers, Morgans, Rothschilds, Windsors, and perhaps they utilize evil, satanic, Luciferian stuff. But Ike assumes when the Rockers, by the way, use, you know, the two fingers up, which was made famous by Kiss, that they're all Illuminati. I've heard him and others say that all the American presidents' founders were Masons. That is a lie. That is not true. Here's a fact. Thomas Jefferson was not a Mason. Fact. Ike says that the Illuminati was started since Adam Weishaupt. That is absolutely bullshit. No proof of it. There are only assumptions based upon a few people, two people's books, but nothing of determining that as actual fact. Period. Ike jumps into one assumption to another without real evidence. He'll throw out facts, but their facts aren't real facts. Look through the facts. They're based upon assumptions. They're ambiguous, and it's obvious. I'm not assuming he's an agent, and that he's. But I am seeing him promotion of divide and hate. That's obvious by pushing buttons. And I do saw his Masonic handshake. There's no lie to that. And I just ask why? Why again? Why has he not been dealt with? If like all the other ones, if he's so popular with all his popularity, why didn't he end up like Tupac? The reason? He's their misinformation agent, like many others. Why does he not promote love as a solution? Propose unification of people, connections. Why are all those, including the evildoers, since they are also well? Let me just be clear on the bullshit, and let's be clear about it. When you get down to it, what is it they're trying to propose? Love or hate? Divide? How do you feel after you're hearing all their stuff? Angry? And I reiterate, do they do a good job pushing your buttons to make you angry, upset? Or after you listen, do you feel just an uncommon feeling of unconditional love for all humanity? Or do you feel upset? It's real. It's black and white. There is no gray. And I did redo the research. But I'm asking you to do your own and trust your own feelings. And it'll be really clear of what like people like Ike and their bullshit. Second, I said it very, I'll say it again, and I said it's very simple. Bestir the hate and divide. It is not something positive. He is definitely had done both, hate and divide. Would any of you say now that he is a Godhead? He said he's son of God. Personally, I think the dude thinks he himself is a demigod. I said about the handshake. And again, I reiterate, why is he living so high on the hog while others like Ray Clay or Tupac, when they are mysteriously been taken care of? So I'd ask, bottom line is people like the Ikes mix truths with lies. So you believe in the lies. I mean, it's an old tactic of Goebbels and Hitler. This is very similar tactic. George Bush did it. Blair did the same. I mean, a lot of them do the same thing. They'll mix truths and then with the lies. So that the lies be soon to become truths. But when you divide them up and layer them out, truly investigate them, you find it's all pure bullshit. And then you find out this dude's got to be a disinformation agent. It's pretty clear. Motive is there. Agenda is there. So what I say instead, it just spread the love unconditionally for, of course. And this is what I think is going to happen from the 2012 through 13 will be what it's supposed to be. Personally, I think there is a shift going on from one end to another, but a major shift, a shift that's happened to the point where our Earth is in a higher frequency as opposed to a lesser one. And this is also affecting those people who want to retain that lower frequency or project a lower frequency amongst humanity because they feel this constant pressure. Thus, the continuation of hate and divide. I just think that people should think for themselves and not be so naive. And be more reconnecting with themselves, with each other, through the reality of what we are. We're always and always have been connected. Not just don't listen, and you have to listen with your hearts and your minds and your souls. And don't live by the mentality of division and hate. And have a real awakening, a real realization that we are always one with the universe, with our earth, with each other. And see the universe for what it is, infinite, while learning and healing with unconditional love of ourselves and each other and the universe. The problem isn't the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or Illuminati or any of them. They are the symptom of our choices. There are no victims, only volunteers. We, humanity, have made a choice. We are the volunteers. So quit blaming. We are the problem. We are the solution. We can fix it. Sometimes we need to see things over and over again or experience them over again as a reminder of the reality that we humans live in rather than one we as a reminder of the reality we humans live in rather than the one we think exists in our own minds that we have created our own illusions of. So, for example, I suggest for those who haven't seen it, watch it again, and those who have, see it again. See the movie Kymetic, Kymatica, created, it's on YouTube, see it on by Ben Stewart. Watch it again. It's telling esoterically and factually way things in reality are. This is also supported and substantiated by through science as well. Problem is, as I said, as humanity at a whole, by their choices. The Ikes, their logic, with their assumptions have a core of finite understanding, which is also illogical and illusion in their all right. His and their own perception of making things divided, making you think it's all separated, by use of their videos and comments, what to produce more division, more hate, more anxiety. All pure BS, all crap. And many still do not get it. Why? Because they themselves choose to live by this by living in this finite illusion, perceiving that things are really finite but in reality aren't. And it will talk in the same manner. The fact, the reality, we are of each other. we do and everybody need, we need to fix it. For you, humanity, or rather us, we need first to look, to see the reality that is changing from our perspective of the finite, which is pure bullshit and an illusion, a big ass lie, into the reality of infinite way of seeing things. Humanity needs to listen to Earth, the universe. We are our own cancer like tumors within the universe. We, humanity, need to understand, not know, that we are all one consciousness, infinitely connected, that the unconditional love is without conditions. That starts from the individual soul, that the love is by the one path which we can raise our frequency, but not the only path, so we can perceive more of the reality. Yet, since the reality is infinite, we are limited yet to know the infinite reality, but we can understand it. This is the same for between souls. When one starts projecting the bad guy, when there will be a bad guy. But in reality, the bad guy is part of us. So what is the solution, Mr. Ike? This is what Ike will never address, because in his form of illogical thinking and illusions of vision is a little like, you know, the little buddies want to continue into this one form of mentality, the division, the finite understanding, us against them mentality, when in reality, there is no us against them. They are part of us. There is no, in reality, there are no borders. There are no separations. There are no divisions. In reality, these are illusional concepts of what we are in reality are. They have been taught from generation to generation. They have never even ceased, even by the word Ike's words, because he, like the others mentioned, continues the same illogical illusionary approach. They are part of the problem, not the solution. They may name the problem, but they are part of the problem by just way they have to utilize it. So they name the problem, but they are part of the problem. That's not the solution. The solution is what I have said in the aforementioned. We must move in the direction of connecting, and most important, listening to the universe. There are all the answers within the universe to our problems. Not in any damn book or video or lecture or prose or poems. It's in the damn universe. Listen. But many of us, or more than most, aren't listening. That is the problem. The solution is listen. What is the universe trying to tell us? So again, quit blaming. We are the problem. We are the solution, and yet we can fix it. Sometimes we need to see things again and again as a reminder of the reality we humans live in rather than the one we think exists in our own minds. Simply put, we are all one. One humanity, one consciousness, one earth, one universe, infinitely connected. With that, I say to you all, low light, God bless you all, and have a truly beautiful weekend. Thank you. God bless you again.